Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a beautiful day here in Detroit on September 4th. Great that you're joining me. This is the Michael Van Tol Show. Stay tuned for an interesting collection of items this morning. We're looking forward to at least hearing from some of the Sunday morning team today. But the Michael Van Tol Show is brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty, where you can learn how to find properties, fix them, and then flip them. So we are grateful to Benjamin Brothers Realty for the support of the program. Also, the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Michael Van Tol Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sundays at 9 o'clock on Detroit's talk show podcast. The Sunday morning team consists of Henrietta Ivey, political analyst, community activist, Kim B. Davis, author, speaker, podcaster, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, minister, songstress, prophetess, and then Chaplain Stephen Cathy, who is with the Police and Fire Chaplains Association. And we are in the middle of summer. I know I've been out a few times in and out of town, and I'm just happened to be here this time. So I'm glad that you're with me. Benjamin Brothers Realty will show you how to buy property, how to remodel and improve it and put you back on the market and put the property back on the market. Benjamin Brothers Realty will show you the right way to invest in property. So don't go trying this on your own. They'll show you how to do it the right way. There's people that have tried to go out and do things and then, you know, they fail because they don't research, they don't call, they don't talk to anybody, find out how to do something. Benjamin Brothers will go through the process, and they'll help you to learn how to find the houses, fix them, and then sell them. There's only really one expert, Benjamin Brothers Realty. They'll show you how to find them, fix them, and flip them. Here's the number, 331-248-7120, Benjamin Brothers Realty. And they will definitely show you how to do it. You know, let's go with an interview with Benjamin Brothers CEO, Mr. Hudson. And let's see what this is about. Let's hear his story, and then we'll come back and do some news and weather. Matter of fact, let's do some of the news and weather right now, and then we'll go into the interview with the CEO of Benjamin Brothers Realty. Let me just say, Johnny Hawkins is the warrior lawyer. He's one of the top national black lawyers in the country. One of the top trial lawyers in the country, one of the top personal injury attorneys in the country. I mean, I'm looking at a list of about a dozen awards here from attorney Johnny Hawkins. And, they call him the warrior lawyer. You know, that's because he's going to fight for you. And it's not just about having a name like the warrior lawyer. Johnny Hawkins fights. He cares about what you're going through. He's sincere. He's honest about things. you know, full of integrity, concerned about what you're dealing with and going through and you're suffering through. You know, there's some attorneys, they're not even going to look at you unless they could see some dollar signs, and it's all about who they are. But the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, he flips the script. It's about you. It's about what you're going through. It's about your fight. It's about the injustice that you have to deal with. You know, that makes a big difference. It makes a big difference, huge difference. You know, when you're dealing with something, you want somebody to talk to you that understands what you're going through, not just a number or the next big case. You know, so again, Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, 248-567-9990. Let me mention a couple of organizations before we go into news and weather. LLS.org, join the fight against the blood cancers. See what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing to fight these diseases. See what LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, is doing, and give them a fighting chance. Here's the number for LLS, 1-800-955-4572, or just go to lls.org. LLS.org, make an impact in the fight to cure cancer. Franklin Wright Settlements, you know, for more than 140 years, it's the oldest and largest nonprofit in Michigan, helping low and moderate income families, provide a range of services for infants, teens, families, seniors, including assistance and counseling. You can also make a tax-deductible contribution to Franklin Wright. Here's the number, 313-579-1000. 579-1000. 313-579-1000. And save this date, December 9th, for the Franklin Wright's largest annual fundraiser. It's a black tie affair at MGM. A black tie affair that will benefit Pathways to Hope. For more information, call 313-405-0952. Save the date for the Black Tie fundraiser at MGM Grand Detroit, December 9th. Put that on your calendar. Okay. All right. Okay. Again, I'm so glad to be here with you this morning. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him. We find him and fix him and flip him.
Listen, we find him and fix him and flip him. We fix him and then we equip him.
crook. Got him drippin' with style, got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, that was God's Been Good to Me with Keith Benjamin, Carl Chapman, Chrissy Lucas, and Sue Lucas. God's Been Good to Me. Great pick-me-up song in the morning. All right, and in the news this morning, you know, there's a couple of people here in Metro Detroit that are missing from radio and TV. One of them is longtime WWJ news radio anchor Roberta Giacino, who was laid off of the station a couple weeks ago amid budget cuts. The 34-year station veteran, 34 years she's been the morning voice on WWJ. She said in an audio message on Facebook that I have to say it was her best job in the world. Roberta Giacino appears to have been the only person cut from the schedule in Detroit. Unfortunately, the day after she was laid off, she said her husband was diagnosed with cancer, so she got like 1-2 punch there 2 days in a row. Andrew Humphrey, who was with the station for 20 years, now this one's also a little confusing, you know. These veterans have been there all along, and I don't understand the decisions are made to cut these people. I hope they understand that, you know, they put these people here to connect with us. They did, and I really like to hear Roberta Giacino in the morning, and I was, you know, used to watching Andrew Humphrey on the station for the past 20 years. He left to explore new opportunities. During the past 20 years, Andrew Humphreys has happily greeted viewers with a big smile and helped them plan their weekends, and he seamlessly slid into any day part to fill in and deliver the forecast. He was replaced, or really, Kim Adams came in, and they gave her the top job, chief meteorologist at Channel 4. The next day, he said he was resigning. You know, I'd like to hear more about how that happened and was it necessary and what, you know, just what happened here. I'd just like to hear from Channel 4 what happened with that. In the news today, also, Trump lashes out in his first rally since the FBI search in his first, according to, I think it was the New York Times, in his first rally since his home was searched by the FBI on August 8th. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday lashed out at President Biden and federal agents, calling his Democratic rival an enemy of the state and the FBI and the Department of Justice vicious monsters. In an aggrieved and combative speech in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump stoked anger against law enforcement, even as the FBI and FBI officials have faced an increase in threats following the search of Mr. Trump's residence to retrieve classified documents. Mr. Trump's remarks echoed the chain of familiar escalating attacks he wrote on his social media website this week, including posts that singled out one agent by name. That agent has retired, and his lawyers have said he did not have a role in the search. Although he faced criticism for the tirade, some Republicans have warned about the political dangers in attacking law enforcement. And the former president signaled he would yield no ground. His speech came 2 days after Mr. Biden warned that Democratic values were under assault by forces loyal to Mr. Trump. The former president described Mr. Biden's address as the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president. Well, well, well. I wonder, I guess Mr. Trump doesn't realize that a lot of his speeches have been vicious, hateful, and divisive himself, including that speech. And then to, when did we start lashing out and insulting our institutions like the FBI and the Justice Department? I mean, I thought these were, you know, solid American institutions. Isn't this strange that all of a sudden now these institutions are not great? I don't get it. Joe Biden was right. Suicide is a leading cause of death among children and adults, but spotting the risk factors and warning signs isn't easy. It's National Suicide Prevention Week, September 4th through September 10th, and it's a part of the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Nearly 46,000 people in the United States died by suicide in 2020, which is about one death every 11, according to U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Worldwide, nearly 800,000 people die from suicide yearly. And in 2020, there were 1.2 million attempts globally. Wow. Researchers still haven't nailed down how to better predict who's at risk for attempting suicide. It's extremely difficult, they say. You know, some of the things that to watch for, one of the a clinical psychologist and the senior director at the Newport Healthcare Center for Research and Innovation, Michael Rosk, he says that there are some signs that you can look for, some red flags that you can look for. You know, it's not easy. And but there are some things that you might be able to look at, you know, especially if they're saying that they don't feel like they have a reason to live. They feel like they're a burden to people. You know, if they appear to be hopeless, when you can tell that they're hopeless. Even extreme mood swings, obsession with death and lethal means, severe physical illness, and it's early, severe physical illness and chronic pain. Those are some things that people just give up, you know. The family has a history of suicide. And then some things like they just lost their job. There's a relationship that went bad, loss of interest in activities in school, prolonged stress, you know, by victims of bullying and harassment. You know, exposure to graphic scenes of death. If they're watching things like that, they're interested in things like that. You know, make sure that if you're close to them, see if they can get some help, okay? I mean, that should be, since 2020, since COVID hit, that has, it's been a real big issue. Very big issue. Here we go again. Why is it that yet another black city in America is having water problems? More than 150,000 people in the predominantly black city of Jackson, Mississippi, have now lost access to safe running water. Most had already been without drinking water for more than a month, but flooding last a couple weekends ago caused by weeks of rain further interrupted operations at the city's beleaguered main water plant. Currently, large numbers have nothing coming out of their taps, and for those that do, it must be boiled before being consumed. The situation has raised questions about the impact of underinvestment since white families abandoned the city en masse. It also suggests how extreme flooding, exacerbated by the climate crisis, will take a toll on infrastructure. For the longest time, I've been experiencing dirty water, and now we got to get to the point where we ain't got no water, said Kendrick Hart, a 30-year-old who lives in Jackson. He was visiting church on Wednesday where bottled water was being handed out. He said, it's like, wow, and I feel like it could have been something done a long time ago to prevent this. He said he knew of people with no running water who were visiting friends and family members in the adjoining majority white cities and suburbs to take showers. The crisis is in an acute stage with temperatures hovering around 90 degrees recently. Actually, this past Thursday and Friday, it was 90 degrees. Schools have shuttered their buildings and gone virtual. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency announced water distribution. Is this Flint or what? Sounds just like Flint. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency announced water distribution plans on Thursday. The city has created water distribution points, and some community organizations are doing what they can to fill the gap. Residents can't take baths. We can't drink water. We can't wash dishes. None of that, said Carolyn Moore, who was sitting in a car at a church when her friend came up with cases of bottled water in the back seat. Her friend, Sheila Scheller Bell, said, it's been about a month. First, our water was coming out brown, and all of a sudden it's undrinkable. And then it's hot. Our water bill is high. We can't even drink the water, and that's really affecting everybody. Authorities declared an emergency on Monday when limited staff at the main water treatment facility struggled to treat water arriving in far higher volumes owing to the flooding and dealt with pump failure. This is just terrible. At the root of this crisis is systematic racism in the local and state government's intentional negligence to redirect infrastructure funds that could have helped solve this issue years ago, said the group Black Voters Matter on Thursday. Between 1980 and 2000, Jackson changed from a majority white population to a majority black population. Thousands of white people left the city in the decades after the U.S. Supreme Court forced public schools and facilities to desegregate, gutting Jackson's tax base and reducing investment in infrastructure. Now the city has a population that is 83% black and a poverty level of 25% in the state with an 18.7 poverty level. Excuse me. For these reasons, the crisis is prompting a wary sense of deja vu. In February 2021, when two back-to-back ice storms compromised an already fragile system, the city was without water for weeks. Monday, when the water went out, it was like PTSD for some people, thinking, here we go again. It's not clear when the water will be safe to drink. At a press conference, an official from the Mississippi Department of Health and said boiling water remained necessary for those whose taps still worked. The water will be a little bit different in its appearance, said Jim Craig, senior deputy. Residents may see it as cloudy. They may actually see a little color to it as well, but it should be adequate for sanitation purposes if boiled. And if boiled, should be safe to drink. So now they're doing like Flint was doing, and probably some parts of Flint that still doing it, and that is passing out bottled water. And guess what? They still have to pay their water bill. In an interview at the New Horizon Church, 69-year-old Bobby Johnson wondered why he even owed money for what came out of his tap. We have to keep buying bottles of water. He said, I've been buying bottles of water now for a while. Why should I keep having to pay the water bill and I can't use the water, you know? He said, only thing I can use my water for now is probably to shower and wash my car. Wow. You know, we're running into these issues, you know, with this water. This water is becoming a problem. And wait till it hits some of these major cities in the West and Southwest, which is drying up. 23-time Grand Slam champion. Unbelievable. This Serena Williams, a 23-time Grand Slam champion, fought valiantly in a more than three-hour-long game, but could not defeat Angela Tomjanovic and was eliminated from the U.S. Open in the third round on Friday. And that is expected to be her final contest, her final match. She turns 41 this month and recently told the world that she's ready to start evolving away from playing tennis. She doesn't like the word retirement. And while she remained purposely vague about whether this appearance at Flushing Meadows definitely would represent her last hurrah, everyone assumed that it will be. She said it's been the most incredible ride and journey she's ever had been on in her life. Tears streaming down her cheeks shortly after one final shot landed in the net. I'm so grateful to every single person that has ever said, go Serena, in their life. And during an on-court interview, whether she might reconsider walking away, Williams replied, I don't think so, but you never know. A little later, pressed on the same topic at her post-match news conference, Williams joked, I always did love Australia, the country that hosts the next Grand Slam tournament in January. I think she wants to play sometimes, and then, you know, sometimes she doesn't. She sure did. It was a lot of life and energy. I watched these couple of last games, matches. She has a lot of energy and excitement. So with the two victories in singles this week, including over the number two player in the world on Wednesday, she defeated the number two on Wednesday. The number two player in the world, she beat her on Wednesday. Williams took her fans on a thrill ride during this U.S. Open. She changed the game. I mean, I've never watched. I watched Arthur Ashe. I watched a couple people in the past, but I really started watching tennis with Serena and Venus, her sister. And did you see the crowds? 23,859. And they roared every time she scored a point. They really supported her. The crowd was a second player on the court for her. I mean, you're talking about a roar every time she scored a point. The crowd roared. And have you seen all the celebrities in the crowd? They really came out to support her. So the greatest, Serena Williams, the greatest. According to CNN Business, the chairman of Russian oil and gas giant Lukoil has died after falling out of a window at a hospital in Moscow, according to Russian state media. The man fell out of the sixth-floor window and died as a result of his injuries, a source told TASS, which is the Moscow's Russian news agency. Lukoil, confirmed the death of its chairman on Thursday in a statement published in its website. Ravil Magunov passed away following a severe illness, Lukoil said, making no mention of the fall. Magunov immensely contributed to the development of not only the company, but of the entire Russian oil and gas sector. Lukoil, Russia's second largest oil and gas company, made headlines in March when it called for the soonest termination of the conflict in Ukraine. Let me just tell you this. I don't believe none of that. None of it. I don't believe any of that. How is the chairman of the Russian oil and gas giant company dead after falling out of a window at a hospital? Do you know how many people have mysteriously died in Russia that have spoken out against the war in Ukraine? Do you know how many of Russia's critics are targeted and assassinated? This is, no, not hardly. All right, let's do weather before we go. I want to do this interview with Benjamin Brothers Realty. Today in Metro Detroit, showers, rain, some thunderstorms. It's going to get up to about 79. Rain tomorrow on Monday, about 78. But then we go into a nice stretch of, we're talking about Tuesday. When it's almost like the same weather every day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not even going to go down to each day. All I'm going to say that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, and the temperatures are going to range from 81 to 85 every day, sunny. Okay? That's it. I'm telling you. That's the weather for this coming week. We just got to get through today, some rain today and some rain tomorrow. It's not even going to hit 80 for the next 2 days. But then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's going to be between 81 and 85, sunny and sunny, sunny and warm. A little cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. But then we go back into Monday and Tuesday again. It's going to be mostly sunny and around 80. What a beautiful week coming up. I tell you, we're going to miss this summer. I loved it. I love the heat. I love this weather, I tell you. So that's it. All right. When we come back, let's listen to this interview with Benjamin Brothers Realty. We'll be right back.
Benjamin Brothers Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Good morning, everybody. We have Mr. Keith Hudson here this morning. Mr.
Mr. Hudson, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself? How you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. So,
great.
Val, I've been hearing a lot of the good things about you out there in these streets.
I hope so.
Yes, and all good.
Okay.
So what's going on with this new company that you started? Give us the 411 on that.
Benjamin Brothers Realty. It's a new age real estate company.
Okay.
Probably one of the most lucrative businesses that you can get into right now is real estate. And I found my niche in the industry. Yes, ma'am. And been established since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going fairly well. Doing pretty good.
Really, really. Well, I had also seen on social media that you have some you're promoting something about a sales agent.
A sales agent, yes.
How do you explain that?
Well, I've been blessed and honored to partner with some investors, private funding, which I have unlimited funding to buy houses and repair them
and
what have you. And what I'm looking for is sales agents to help in this journey. The sales agent would actually be taught how to become an investor and how to find good deals. And then we'll send them on their way after properly training them. And then they'll go out, find good deals, and we do a 50-50 split.
A 50-50 split? Wait a minute. Okay, so you mean to tell me a sales agent, you just go out there, you find something, bring it to you, fix and flip, and then 50-50 split? How does that work? That's crazy. You don't hear that.
Yeah, typically you got real estate agents, and they get 3-6% commission on properties that they list. Well, you can get those same real estate agents and now turn them real estate agents into investors. Or if a person never done real estate before, I show them how to become an investor. Even if you have license, it doesn't mess with your license. You still can keep your license. But when you find that one good deal, that one sweet deal, we can partner up and buy the property, rehab it if it's necessary, and do a 50-50 split.
Wow. You hear that, everybody? 50-50 split? That's excellent. I mean, that you're right about the most lucrative new thing, because you don't hear it. I mean, banks are not even giving that. Loan companies, nobody. That's a great thing that you're doing there. So let me guess. So how would you do, do you have any prerequisites to how to become a sales agent or what you need to do?
Well, a couple small requirements. We ask them to log on to our Zoom call. We say Zoom in on our calls every Monday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Zoom call, and I teach them how to become a sales agent, all the perks of being a sales agent, and what's required of them. So it's very simple.
Wow, that is interesting. So you hear that, everybody? Zoom in Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is good. That is good information. Now, let me ask you, so when and how did you start your real estate journey? Like, how many – I know you've been in business for a long time, but when did you start that? When did you –
I've been in business approximately about 25 years.
Wow.
I started back in 1998 on my first real estate journey. I started off doing mortgages, and from there I started going to the auction, purchasing property. My first auction, I got my teeth cut, and I bought a few property, a few empty lots. And from there, I never looked back. You know, I got hooked, you know?
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that real estate bug. You get bit by it, and...
Yeah, once you get bit by the real estate bug, you never go back.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's good. I mean, real estate is big nowadays. That's all you hear about. So for you to still be in business 25 years later and to have something so, you know, competitive going on is a great thing. It's a blessing.
Yes,
now,
it's a very lucrative business.
I have some more questions for you. Just a few more questions, if you don't mind.
I know you're busy.
But what was the first million-dollar company that you started?
The first one was in 2005. I just turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
That year I turned 30.
30?
Yeah, I made 964,000 in that one physical year. So yeah, that was a very, very good year for me. I was actually what they call wholesaling now. We called it, I was buying and selling. And through that journey, I actually did very well that year for myself. So since then, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, when you said buying and selling, that's kind of, and wholesaling. I remember my dad, you know, he's also in real estate somehow. But he says, flipping it was called. So yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard it called that before, but
we call it flipping now, but back then it was a cuss word to use the word flipping back then. You'll get indicted using the word flipping back then,
but now
it's accessible. They let you use it nowadays.
That's funny. See how things come about. We use them back in the day and then we bring it back out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now what would you say about the earlier years? I had seen some articles about you starting this really good thing in Michigan with first-time home buyers. How did that work? Yeah, I'm taking you back. I'm taking you back.
Yeah, you are, yes. We had a program called Own Your Own Home. And what we would do would, we would offer properties for $1,500 down.
Mm.
We would actually have a payment between $300 to $500 for 18 months. And
wow.
Then after the 18 months, they would own the property.
You know, that is, I want to take a break and also want to let you know how you can get into that program, too. But I was just looking at the time, and I do want to talk about you getting into the program and signing up, some of the details of it, which is a great interview. And we're going to be running that interview over time, and we'll run it again too. But I do want to, those of you who are like, okay, I want to sign up right now, but give me the details on it. Let me just show you how you can get into it, because Benjamin Brothers want you to find, they're going to help you. They're going to go through the process. You're going to learn. They're going to teach you. They're the experts. They're going to show you how to find these properties. Then they're going to show you how to fix them. You know, you need professionals, you need people, and then you need it to be affordable. I mean, there's so much involved. It sounds easy, find them, fix them, flip them. It sounds easy, but trust me, learn first. I know so many people that have tried to do this, and guess what? They're selling fruit juice right now. Because they just didn't do it right, and they probably can't even sell the fruit juice. But Benjamin Brothers is going to show you how to buy and sell these places, learn how to do real estate investing, do it yourself. Do like the Rockefellers and the Fords, create generational wealth, you know, money that's going to be around for a long time. Let's find out how to sign up.
Benjamin Brothers Realty Sales Agent. This is the newest and most lucrative program of modern time, which provides you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program. We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals as 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for materials, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will, number one, train you on how to find good deals and provide the contract to lock in the deals. Number two, we train you on how to build your team of contractors and pay all labor costs. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. And number five, after all fees are paid, next is the big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up four sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Tool. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit's Sunday morning talk show podcast. Glad you're with us. And we're here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock here on this network, blogtalkradio.com. There's a great event coming up soon. I want you to put this on your calendar. Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick is hosting a Getting to Know Wayne County seminar. And it's going to be on Thursday, September 15th. 6 p.m. right after work, from 6 to 7:30, not too long, hour and a half. Doing business with Wayne County. That's it. That's the topic. Now, for those of you, I just mentioned it to somebody the other day, a business owner, and he's like, Mike, I gotta be there. You know, Victoria Innes Edwards, the director of Wayne County Business Inclusion Division, she's going to be the main speaker. We're going to have one of the vendors who does business with Wayne County. One of the business owners is going to talk about it too, his experience. But she is from the director of Wayne County's Business Inclusion Division. They're going to talk about how to do business with Wayne County. the benefits of Wayne County's certified businesses, minority business enterprise, disadvantaged business enterprise, small business enterprises, and more. You need to be there. I'm telling you, if you got a business in Wayne County, if you want to do business with Wayne County, you need to be at this seminar hosted by Commissioner McCormick, Thursday, September 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the North Rosedale Park Community House, 18445 Scarsdale Street in Detroit. Put that in your GPS. 18445 Scarsdale Street, Detroit, the North Rosedale Park Community House. If you want more information, here's the number to Commissioner McCormick's office, 313-224-0884. 313-224-0884. You've got to get your foot in the door. You gotta learn. You know, see, this is what I was telling you about before. You just can't rush into something. You know, you can't just get up and go and try to jump in. You know, even look, let me tell you something. I ain't trying to preach, but if you're gonna go swimming, you're gonna dive off the side. You know, the rocks, the hill on the side of the, you know, you're going to have to look down and see if it's clear. Are there any rocks? Are there any sharks down there? Is it deep enough? You can't just, do you know how many people just, a swimming pool, just drive up and there's no water in the pool? You can't. Or they're diving off the rock on the side at a beach and they don't pay attention to what's under and there's sharp rocks under there, or it's not deep enough. This is the same way. This is the same thing. You can't just jump blindly into something. You got to learn first. You know, and that's one of the problems with this new younger generation. They want to go right to the top right away. It's nice to have ambitions and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to tell you about this doing business with anybody, with the city, the state, the county. Learn about it first. Look, the head of the Wayne County Business Inclusion Division is going to be there. Do you see what I'm talking about? Let me read the title again. Victoria Innes Edwards is the director of the Wayne County Business Inclusion Division. Inclusion. She's going to be there free to tell you how to do business with Wayne County. Y'all ain't trying. You know what? I only got 7 minutes left. I can't even explain stuff to some people. But some people just don't get it. Look who's there. Look who's coming. Commissioner McCormick is doing this to try to help you to prosper and get business and be successful. Some people don't get this. I could tell you what, the businesses that show up, the owners, the CEOs that show up, they're the ones that are going to benefit. And those others, you're going to sit this out. You're going to let it go past. You better carve some time out on Thursday, September 15th, 6 p.m., North Rosedale Park Community House, and listen to this tutorial on how to do business with Wayne County. You ain't going to hear it from nobody else. Thursday, September 15th, 6 p.m., doing business with Wayne County, what you need to know, okay? Commissioner McCormick is the Wayne County Commissioner for District 6, which is the far west side of Detroit and Redford. This is her third term. as commissioner. She's trying to do something to help her district, to help the people in Detroit, in Wayne County, in Redford. We're all Wayne County. But let's show up for this. Learn about how to do business with Wayne County. Learn the details. And don't be complaining, well, you know, I couldn't be a minority supplier. That's because you didn't find out what you had to do. I'm starting, let me move on, because I'm starting to sound like I'm preaching and stuff, you know. Speaking about preaching, I do have to, it's time for me to do another Sunday school. You know, I have a little thing called Sunday school on Sunday mornings. I get so busy with a bunch of other stuff, but every time, the next time I have a show where I got some extra time, I'm going to do another one. You know, I'm not a preacher. I'm a poet. I'm not a preacher, but I'm going to show you and discuss some things, you know, to help make your life better. You know, I'm a preacher's kid. I learned some things along the way. I learned from experience too. You know, I've had ups and downs, good and bad, made bad decisions, made some good decisions, made some bad decisions. I tell you what, those good decisions really carry me through. The bad ones knock me off track for a little bit. But that's what I'm trying to, you know, cover in my Sunday school segment. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to, you know, get you on the right track. That's all. All right. This has been I really enjoy spending time with you this morning. Thanks to Benjamin Brothers Realty. Find them, fix them, flip them. The number to start this learning process, call Benjamin Brothers. Tell them that you heard it on the Michael Van Tool Show. 331-248-7120. 331-248-7120. Let them know that you heard it here. Benjamin Brothers Realty. You know, I hope you go out and make it a great day. And, you know, it's going to be a nice week. A little rain today, rain tomorrow. But the rest of the week is going to be up in the 80s and it's going to be sunny. So we got a great week coming. God bless you all. Thanks for joining me. And, you know, I know it's summertime and I've been in and out of town. Sunday morning team's been in and out. And, but we're looking forward to the whole team joining us soon. And we'll be opening up phone lines too on an upcoming show. God bless you. Have a great day. See you next Sunday right here at 9 a.m. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Michael Van Tool Show. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.